Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Right now, we need to get to the Bulldog beat. You ready?
The fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
And we are joined right now by Coach Abe, the women's basketball coach here at the University of Georgia. Coach, we appreciate your time today, Katie. Thanks for coming over.
Bad. I'm excited.
Yeah. Gosh, I was watching a little Iowa basketball here, a couple nights ago. Yep. And just so impressed. Now, you played here at Georgia for Coach Landers, who I just adored.
Yeah, he's great.
And just was a little bit, you know, with the way he worked you girls, I was thinking, I'm glad I was working with a football program, you know. I mean, yep. I said, nobody's got it tougher than these girls here at Georgia. And so then you go back home and you play at Iowa and do some big things there. Have they supported the women's basketball program like that all along? Was it like that when you were playing?
Yeah, I mean, we packed it. It was Vivian Stringer at the time that I went back home and played for, too. So they packed it pretty well. Now it's just, like, overly packed, you know, like really high-level games, we would pack it, you know, and then just, you know, the weekdays we probably wouldn't. But now, I mean, I'm just so proud that Caitlin stayed home and, you know, she just really built that, and it's really exciting for the state of Iowa.
And just it's so rare to see these coaches stick around for an extended period of time. They've been able to do that there. I mean, that's pretty.
Lisa?
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was at Drake when I was coming out of high school, and obviously Vivian left and went to Rutgers at the time, and then Lisa just moved over, and obviously that's her home. That's where she's from. Jan Jensen's an assistant there, and Jenny Fitzgerald's been assistant there with Lisa for a long time. So, you know, they've just built that, and it's been up and down a little bit, but Caitlin has really pushed it over the top.
Yes, it's really impressive watching her get after it. What a competitor.
She's very competitive.
So you're coming off your second year here at Georgia, and first year went really well.
Yep.
This past year was a little bit of a struggle here, but you got a lot of turnover, losing some seniors. You got a good class coming in. You must be excited about what the future holds here moving forward.
The first year we were kind of ahead of the curve just because I brought in some players that were part of our system for 5 years, and so we had some great leadership, and they kind of knew us, and we kind of blended them with the players that were here and brought some freshmen in and some transfer portal. This year we were very young in terms of we hadn't coached everybody for a long time, and especially the portal kids we brought in, the freshmen we brought in, you know. And so, you know, this year was it was a kind of transition reloading year, you know what I mean? And the people coming back are going to know our system really well. We got some phenomenal freshmen coming in, and obviously we're in the portal right now.
So looking forward to seeing this this third season here. Coach Landers, I just loved him. Got a chance to know him when I was a student athlete here, and really admired the job that he did. And how's it changed between you as the player and Coach Landers, and now you as the head coach and Coach Landers?
Well, I mean, obviously as a player, I mean, I have to do, you know, I'm trying to win games and go to, you know, the Final Four every year and try to, you know, win the conference every year. And but he's always been such a sociable, great guy. And, you know, when I transferred back to Iowa, it was hard at first for the both of us. I was just kind of homesick. And so, but he kept in contact with me. I saw him at the Final Fours all the time. And, you know, so even now, I mean, now he's like, I'm not going to bug you, you know. But he's a phone call away, and he knows that if I need him for anything, you know, he'll be there. And he's been really, really supportive.
How about the state of Georgia as far as women's basketball goes? We talk a lot about the Metro Atlanta area just having so many male basketball prospects. What's it look like as far as the women's basketball around Metro Atlanta and the state of Georgia, your recruiting ground?
Yep. I mean, I think the young ones coming up are getting really, really phenomenal, to be honest. And, you know, we have one of the top AAU programs here in the state of Georgia. So they do a great job of you know, getting the best players in Georgia and playing on the team, and they're very successful. So obviously our first year, we were in a tornado. We didn't even know anybody yet. We knew the program, the AAU program, where we were learning the high school coaches. This year we got to learn a little bit more about the high school coaches, and we're going to have some team camps and stuff where the high school coaches can come. We've had, you know, coaches' days where we can meet them. It's just been very hard in the first year and the second year just to transition. So we've finally settled in as coaching staff, and we're getting to know people a little bit more.
How would you describe the landscape of women's basketball in the SEC?
It's amazing. I think women's basketball is just on fire right now, and I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, I even hugged Caitlin after our game last year and said, thank you for doing so much for women's basketball. And I even hugged Angel Reese when we played them this year and said, thank you so much for doing so much for basketball. They're doing different things, but at least they're putting a spotlight on women's basketball. And, you know, back in the day when you and I played, I mean, obviously football was in the spotlight. Women's basketball wasn't on television every night. And, you know, we had great players and nobody probably even knows who they are, you know. But now those ladies have really put a spotlight on women's basketball, and there's a lot of great young players that are coming up, and they have great role models. And that's the key, you know, to have some role models to want to be that great, to try to be like Caitlin or be like Angel or be like some of these freshmen that are phenomenal, you know what I mean? So it's just a whole different spotlight on women's basketball.
So you come back. How much had Athens changed? The University of Georgia, the footprint here seems it's a lot different than when I was roaming
it
the
is.
Campus here.
Well, I wasn't roaming.
Yeah.
You were probably roaming. It's a lot different. I mean, just the buildings that have gone up and the downtown area is a lot, yeah. You know, I don't want to say a lot better, but it's a lot better. There's more restaurants, more things to do down there, you know, and now it's broadening out to, you know, Bogart and everything. And so it's really expanded, you know. Obviously, there's more things coming in, and excited about that. So, I mean, I just think it's a great footprint for any student athlete to come here to Athens.
Yeah, as far as recruiting goes, I'm sure you're getting a lot of attention out there when you talk about women's basketball. Yeah. Here at Georgia, people are paying attention.
Yeah, and, you know, our four freshmen coming in, they all won their state championships. They are all top 100 players in the country, so they're excited, you know, to come in. They're excited about our fans. They're excited. Our fans are super supportive, and, you know, I'm excited for next year. We're going to have some really good, you know, freshmen coming in, and then some good portal kids coming on to blend with the players that are returning. And so we're super excited about that. And I know our fans, you know, our first year was amazing and they loved it and they got really pumped up, and they were very loyal here on some of our struggles this year. And I love that about them. Right. But we're still working hard as a staff and our players, and, you know, we're kind of getting rejuvenated for next year.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time out to come over and just sit down and talk Georgia basketball with us for a little bit. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. Coach
you
A in the house talking Georgia basketball. We appreciate that very much.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.